Joni Simon is the co-founder of something called De Novo Food Labs. They're described as a pioneering biotech startup looking at revolutionizing the field of nutrition. So what is a biotech startup? What are they actually doing? Well, we've got Joni on the line. Thanks for joining us. Joni, what is a biotech startup?
Hi. So a biotech startup is essentially a company that's working towards commercializing some sort of biological technology, hopefully to improve and revolutionize something. Yeah, it's kind of a tech focus on biology. It's kind of what it says in the name.
So no, you say it's what it says in the name, but like for those of us who are Luddites in the world, we probably need to break it down to try and understand how that really works. So when you say biotech, what does that mean? You talk about making animal-free dairy proteins. I mean, that sounds like a contradiction in terms. So simplify it down for those of us who don't understand it.
Sure. So our focus at De Novo Food Labs is specifically to identify proteins that are traditionally found in animals and take animals out of the question altogether.
Wow.
So the way that we do this is with a technology that's known as precision fermentation.
Sorry, say that again.
So we use a technology called precision fermentation to do this. So the way that this works is essentially we first identify the protein or the nutrient that we think will be really, really, really valuable. And we then take a microbe and we essentially give the microbe the instructions to make that protein exactly as it would be found in nature. We then take that microbe and we grow it up under a very stringent and specific set of conditions, just like you would if you were making beer. And the microbe actually produces that nutrient or that protein, and then you can separate it from the microbe and it functions exactly as the animal protein would.
So when we talk about taking a microbe and starting to find something which is similar to protein or is protein without the animal, there's something called biomimicry, which means imitating plants in the world. Is that really what you're doing, except that this time you're imitating animals?
So not exactly. In this case, we're producing the protein completely identically. It's got the identical amino acid makeup. It's got the identical biological shape, which essentially dictates its function.
Yeah.
The protein is indistinguishable from that found in animals.
Wow. So if we say protein, so milk, for example, if we were going to look at dairy milk from an animal, this would be the same kind of dairy, but it just does not come from an animal.
Yes, exactly. And a lot of the really interesting functionality of milk comes from the proteins. So in terms of the sensory attributes of the dairy products, that largely comes from the proteins. However, our specific focus at De Novo Food Labs is looking at the nutritional aspects of that. And a lot of the really awesome nutritional benefits of consuming dairy products comes from the proteins.
Joni, as you move forward, and we're going to have to go to a break, but well, when we come back from the break, you could answer this. As we move forward, we're obviously going to see more and more of this kind of work happening. You're doing it with proteins. Tell us, when we come back, just tell us a little bit more about some of the other spaces that you think you might be working in.
We'll
do that when we come back from the break, Joni.
The Jet Set Breakfast with Michelle Constant.
We're chatting to Joni Simon. She's the co-founder of something called De Novo Food Labs. We're looking at the idea of a biotech startup which is working with microbial fermentation. Microbial fermentation, we heard a little earlier what that was. Now we're really looking at the world of animal-free dairy proteins. Joni, I mentioned earlier that this is something that I imagine is going to become more and more familiar in our world and probably the space that we start to move in when it comes to food products. What other spaces would you be dealing with when it comes to this?
So, I mean, globally, cellular agriculture or animal-free protein production is really, really blowing up. For us specifically here, our core focus is likely going to remain on producing scarce proteins, as well as shorter proteins known as peptides that have really high nutritional value. However, there's a lot of companies internationally that are working on some really cool animal-free concepts, such as growing burgers from cells extracted from animals. Really, the possibilities for animal-free agriculture are endless.
How does one fund something like this? Is this like investments and investors that are coming through, innovation investors that are coming through?
Yeah, so we're completely venture capitalist backed, and most of our investment comes from international, either angel investors or funds.
Yeah. Okay. Joni Simon, we look with interest as you move forward. She's the co-founder of De Novo Food Labs, looking at non-dairy products which have exactly the same kind of nutrition as a dairy product or protein has.